Blog Talk Radio.
She's a gold digger. That's what makes her most attractive. She's a hard-working woman. Always got a plan in action. She's a go-getter. Somebody elevated. Ain't got time for names or games. Stay self-motivated. So don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
Cause she said that time.
Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, Mr. Clay. Are you with me this evening?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Yes, I just played your track, Phenomenal Lady.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, you are a returning guest on the show, and I appreciate you coming back on. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this you, Clay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I see another caller on my monitor, and I'm trying to figure out who that is. But anyway, let's continue. we'll go back. We're going to go back a little bit on history from the last time you was on the show. The last track you put out was For Two?
Yeah, For Two, and then we released Phenomenal Lady, and now we're working on Be Your Man, which is actually a video And we'll have the single here available soon, as well as it's coming, it'll be on my upcoming EP. But I just wanted to continue to give the fans a little something, something, you know, something that they can enjoy and look forward to the upcoming album. So, yeah, Phenomenal Lady, 4-2, and Be Your Man are the three songs that are out right now.
Right, right. Now, you grew up in Akron, Ohio?
Yes, yes. Born and raised in Akron. Attended Buchtel High School, Griffin for Life, moved out to Phoenix area, just to get away from the cold. But Akron is still in my heart. But you can't beat wearing shorts in the summertime and in the wintertime, wearing shorts all year round. So, you know, Phoenix kind of won out.
Right, right. Now, who inspired to lead you on your passion in music since you were young?
Since I was young, I had a lot of inspiration. Music-wise, I think the main person that, like, really did it for me, and I think everybody that grew up in the 80s and, you know, was Michael Jackson. He, you know, just his as big as he was, his entertainment, the way he was entertaining people, his songs, his dancing, you know, really captivated a lot of people. And so, you know, I was one of my earliest influences. As I got older, you know, it was a little bit more, you know, again, like the video is kind of a shout out to LL Cool J and Michael Jackson, because they influenced a lot of the things I do musically, just their influence and what they did and how big they were and just how far reaching, you know, they've had a career that's, you know, really exemplified longevity. So, you know, even with the passing of Michael Jackson, music is still relevant, you know, and that's pretty much where I want to be at. I want to have relevant music, even though, you know, years and years may pass. I still want music that you can pop in and listen to and be moved and motivated by.
Yes, and you seem to have your purpose in your life set up. It takes time to get. You already have your goals and your direction in life where you're moving. And with Michael Jackson, he had inspired a lot of people. He had really climbed that ladder, and it took him a lot of years, but we'll never forget about Michael Jackson. May his soul rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you perform with other groups, you know, in churches?
No, not. I'm pretty much a solo act when it comes to performing. Like most of my performances is really like I'll be clowning around at school or at work, and you know, some people will say, hey, man, you got a voice, and then some people would just tell me to shut up and keep it moving. But you know, as far as performing, you know, professionally or with other groups, you know, I hadn't before the last couple of years, I hadn't done that.
Right. Now, you are close to Eric Mims, correct?
Yeah, that's my big brother.
Yeah. I hope you're listening out there, Eric Mims. Thank you for tuning
in.
Big
brother.
If any listeners are listening and just came on, I am talking with Harrelson Clay. He is an R&B male vocalist, artist tonight. And he will give off details, information about his new single this evening. I will be playing some more music tonight. Meanwhile, can you give some of the listeners and the followers out there your fan page information right now?
All right. If you're looking for my music, if you're looking for the new video, go to youtube.com/ Mr. H. Clay 1, or if you want the easier route, you can go to my website at HairstonClay36.com, and then you can launch to all my social media through that website.
All right, all right. So I want you to still be still in the hot seat, and I'm getting ready to play the single right now. All right, ladies.
Oh.
We're going to go on to talk and discuss about some other things. Do you have any community projects coming up where you doing anything for your community where you live at in the area there?
Well, it's always a goal. One of the things that we're working on, working with a real good close friend of mine, another brother of mine, Israel Moreno at Project West Photography. And we're in the works to be doing some homeless feeds, some give back and programs like that. That's what we're really working on. And then there's a few people that are out here that are doing big things as far as giving back, as far as homeless feeds and things like that. So it's just a matter of just networking with those people. But my personal plans is me and him are really working on that to really give back to the community in some type of way.
Oh, that is cool. That is real cool. And if you want to, you can mention the name of the organization here on air. If you want any support from any listeners out there and letting them know about the event. And so that's real cool. That's real nice. And So is there any other music tracks that's coming along later on in the future?
Oh yeah. I got so much like Barry White, I got so much to give. But my new EP that's dropping is entitled Smooth Motivation. The single that you heard, Be Your Man, will be on there, as well as the intro. I don't know if anybody noticed on the intro of the video, there's a song that's playing. That song is called What You Doing Tonight, and it will be on the new EP, Smooth Motivation. So it's a total of 7 songs on there. Should be coming sometime in May. We're working on some cover art and working on everything getting mastered, mixed and mastered, and so you'll be looking for that soon. And then we're working on 2 more videos, and those should be dropping here within the next month or so, right before the EP drops. So stay tuned.
Wow.
More coming.
You're a man. You're the man with the plan, Mr. Clay.
You know, hey, I'll say this. Let me say this. I can't do anything by myself. It takes a lot of people. It takes people that believe in you. It takes a lot of hard work behind the scenes. And for the people that I've been working with thus far, you know, they really believed in their talents, and they believed in my talent, and it just worked beautifully to be able to work with all the people that I've been able to work with. So this isn't just my project. It's my voice that you hear, but it's a lot of people behind the scenes that have put me and encouraged me and put me where I'm at today. So I just let those people know who they are. I just want to send a shout out to them, because it's not just me. It's everybody.
You can shout out some of the names if you would like.
No, I they know who they are.
No, all right. Hello out there. Thank you. So, are you single, Mr. Clay? The ladies out there wants to know.
You know, I am currently not available, but I keep everything, my love life and all of that, private. So I am not
okay.
on the market currently.
All right. Did you hear that, ladies? Calm down. So, who are your favorite R&B artists that inspires you to come up with your melodies and the name and the titles of your songs?
Right now, one of my biggest influences is Maxwell. I love Maxwell. He's one of my favorite artists. Always loved his tone, his musical direction and where he goes. I like his storytelling as well. You know, he speaks in a lot of metaphors and really helps you, you know, as far as lyrically, you have to think about what he's talking about. So, you know, from that standpoint, I really love Maxwell. Even in urban, more hip hop, I love Chris Brown, you know, just, you know, because he's upbeat, you know, some of the things, his beats are always cool. Lyrically, you know, you just got great writers from the past, like Marvin. You got, you know, Smokey Robinson wrote some great songs. You know, he wrote some really great music, long-lasting music. And then, of course, you know, Luther Vandross and, you know, the team he had behind him. So, you know, it's really great to hear, you know, really their influence. They influenced me a lot as far as musically. as far as how I write and how I approach it.
All right. So are you going to be having any hip-hop upbeat on any of your future music?
Yeah, there's a song entitled, the opening track to Smooth Motivation. It's called I Am Legend, and it's an upbeat, up-tempo, motivational song. And that song really kind of speaks to, you know, a lot of the feelings that people have. You know, there a lot of times, you know, folks, we dwell on the negativity instead of being positive. And so the song is trying to really just encourage people. You have to look in the mirror, and you know, you're a valuable asset to society. You just have to believe in yourself to be able to do it. So, but it's a upbeat kind of groove to it. So. Be looking
right.
For that.
Right, right. Well, listeners and followers out there, all the Clay's fans, this is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am the host, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. You can call the number at 657-383-0771 to speak in on with us on the show this evening. And, Clay, do you have any other things you want to mention that's on your mind?
Oh, you know, always, you know, with music, you know, you're trying to reach out to a huge audience. One of my focuses is just really positive music, again, long-lasting music. I want music that's going to last. I want you to be able to laugh to it, to cry to it, to dance to it, to make love to it, whatever it is you want to do, you know, however that mood, I want to be able to put you in that mood and in that, you know, in that frame of mind. But there's other things that I'll be speaking on. You know, I think one of the things that's missing now with a lot of music, and I can't say all of it, but there's things that are happening within the community, within the Black community in particular, man, I don't think is really being spoken on, and, you know, music used to uplift us, and so, you know, I'm trying to really focus on some uplifting music that kind of uplift the community and uplift people, you know, worldwide. You know, I think that's been missing, you know, some of the anthem-type songs and the songs that really just kind of motivate people and get them going. So I'm really, you know, focused on that and trying to do, you know, diversify and be uplifting with the music and not, you know, negative or cookie cutter with a lot of the stuff that you see coming out. I want to be in a different lane, you know?
Yeah. And I want to ask you, have you played any instruments or do you play any instruments, music instruments?
Ooh, I was in orchestra in elementary school and up into high school, but I haven't picked up a violin and it's some years now, but that's the only instrument I really play. I'll eventually be learning piano here soon because I want to learn and get that down so I can kind of be multifaceted with how I perform, to be able to perform with the piano and be able to sing and do things.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So,
I play piano, but I only do it personally for my own amusement, but I'm working on a brushing up on my skills, and I cannot sing, but I do sing by myself where no one else can hear. But you know, my piano is okay, but I'm not getting anywhere with that. I know I'm not going to get anywhere with that, but mm-hmm. It's just for only my own personal amusement. And so what I'm gonna do is keep you in the hot seat. And I'm going to play another track of yours, and we'll be right back. Stay still, okay?
All right.
Appreciate it. Saying thank you is never love, concentrate on you. Let's make another fire. Let passion burn again. Let's fall in love all over. This weekend is where we begin.
Oh, we can get away just for two.
Just a smooth singer right there, Harrelson Clay.
Thank you.
I like
Thank
that
you.
One too. Yes.
Thank you.
So we're about to end the show. I will play the single again and at the end of the show. And I would like to know, do you have any inspirational words you want to say to those out there that are struggling today?
Just keep your head up, you know, keep your head up. Don't, you know, when it's at its hardest, when it's really dark, that's when good things happen. And so, you know, just stay true and stay committed, perfect your craft, understand what your craft is, what your talent is, and continue to perfect it, continue to work on it. Continue to, you know, put your energy into it. And if you put positive energy into it, you're going to get positive results. So just keep it positive and keep doing your thing. Can I give a couple shout outs though before I leave?
Go ahead, do whatever you want, Mr. Clay.
I want to say thank you to my man AJ. He's been behind the scenes, one of the people behind the scenes, one of the producers. He produced 4-2. That track, and just really been a real support, a brother in arms, and you know, we've been working together. He also shot the video, and my other big brother Israel. They've been down since day one, pretty much since I started doing this music, and I just really appreciate their efforts. I also want to give a shout out to Armando and Janae. They did a phenomenal job in the video. Thank you so much. I couldn't have did it without them. It wouldn't have been nothing without them. Appreciate y'all. My man Dion, I just say Dion. he was the inspiration behind the song of Phenomenal Lady, the conversation that he and I had, man. So I just wanted to shout him out. And there's a whole list of people I could keep shouting out, but you know, I just really wanted to make sure. And again, we got some more stuff in the works. You'll see. You'll just keep following. Stay tuned. Smooth Motivation is coming soon. You're going to love it. I guarantee you're going to love it. You can relax. You can ride to it. You can dance to it. So just be on the lookout.
And for your last words, your resources on information on your fan pages and where to be looking for the music at.
All right, you go to youtube.com/MrClay1, or you can go through my website at HairstonClay36. That's HairstonClay36.com.
All right, Mr. Harrelson Clay, ladies out there. And I will play the single again, Be Your Man, at the end of the show. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Thank you for following me on Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. And Harrelson, you're a hot commodity right now. And
you are always
welcome to come on my show. And you could come back again, baby. You know that. So
thank you so much.
You have a blessed evening. You have a blessed evening. And thank you for sitting in the hot seat tonight. You gave us enough information Too bad there wasn't any callers to call in, but they're all sitting back listening.
Yeah.
So this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. This is Be Your Man by Harrelson Clay.
And I'm a change of lifestyle, just to make a smile, baby.
What you doing tonight?
I wanna know, girl.
Baby.
Yeah.
We can go
dancing. Took me by complete surprise. Walking the room,
when I saw her walking,
all natural, with that pretty smile, lady, how can I get to?